Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez starts journey of freezing eggs. Choice that I am making to feel more in control. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 10, 2026. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, announced that she had decided to start freezing her eggs, explaining that it was a choice she was making to feel more in control of her life. In a series of Instagram stories, Ocasio-Cortez shared that she felt empowered to make this choice, the New York Post reported. Ocasio-Cortez, 36, also spoke about how she has been asked about a potential 2028 presidential run, pointing out that a lot of lawmakers approach these considerations or these decisions through the larger context of their lives. "This is a choice that I am making to feel more in control of my life," Ocasio-Cortez said. "And if people want to make assumptions about my decision, let them make those assumptions. I feel empowered to make this choice." Ocasio-Cortez, who has been engaged to her fiancé Riley Roberts since 2022, added that prior to an interview on ABC News's This Week, she planned on taking hormonal shots in its waiting room, adding that she wanted people to see that. "I want you all to see that," Ocasio-Cortez stated. "And because women can do anything, and I think it's badass that I'm going to be giving myself shots in the green room, as I get my glam on." Several people, such as conservative commentator Matt Walsh, took to social media to point out that even if Ocasio-Cortez got pregnant now, it would technically be a geriatric pregnancy. "She'll turn 37 in a couple months," Walsh wrote in a post on X. "If she got pregnant now, it would technically be a geriatric pregnancy. Instead, she's freezing her eggs. This desire to start having children late in life is completely baffling to me. I'll have kids in their 20s by the time I turn 50. Ock apparently wants to have a toddler at that age. Totally backwards and ridiculous." Conservative commentator Ali Beth Stuckey pointed out that Ocasio-Cortez has been with the same guy for years and that there's no reason she couldn't have had kids yet. "She will now require IVF, in vitro fertilization, or surrogacy to have a baby, which will always come with ethical and health risks that the baby is forced to bear," Stuckey added. "It is very rare, even via egg freezing and IVF, that a woman is able to get pregnant after 40. Most of the embryos she creates will never see the light of day." Stuckey continued to point out that purposely deferring motherhood into a woman's 40s means removing the possibility of them being able to know their grandparents.